From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will resettle at least 85,000 refugees in fiscal year 2016, including a minimum of 10,000 Syrians. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Kerry said the United States will significantly increase the numbers of refugee resettlement in the course of the next year and the following year.
One of the reasons it's difficult is that post 9/11, we have new laws and new requirements with respect to security, background checks, and vetting. So it takes longer than one would like, and we cannot cut corners with respect to those security requirements.
Last week, more than 20 former senior U.S. officials, including some who served in the Obama administration, urged the White House to accept 100,000 Syrian refugees in fiscal 2016, citing past U.S. efforts that allowed tens of thousands of Cubans and Vietnamese into the country. Kerry said the administration does not have the money allocated by Congress to hire the people necessary to do the job of expediting and expanding the process. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians back the nuclear deal with the six world powers, including the U.S., even if some hardliners denounce it. Under the deal, Iran would scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb, and the United States and its allies will ease sanctions. West African negotiators announced a plan on Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. Proposal would restore civilian authority, but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Protests against the coup turned violent, killing at least 10 and wounding more than 100 others. This is VOA News. Pope Francis leaves Cuba's capital and heads to the eastern part of the island later today. On Sunday, he celebrated Mass in Havana's Revolutionary Square and then met with former President Fidel Castro and his brother Raul, the current president. Father Brian Lucas, General Secretary of the Australian Bishops' Conference, speaks with VOA about the significance of the Pope's meetings with the Castros.
I think what we're seeing here is a move towards reconciliation. There was obviously many, many years of extraordinary hostility, not only between, for example, the Cuban regime and the United States of America, but enormous tensions within Cuba itself as the dictatorship had its impact on the people. What Pope Francis is doing is speaking to the people of Cuba and inviting them to a reconciliation among the different factions within the community. And of course, we're familiar now with the role that he played in bringing about a greater rapprochement between Cuba and the United States.
Well, Francis wraps up his Cuban visit tomorrow when he travels from Santiago, Cuba to the United States. His U.S. schedule includes a private meeting with President Obama, speaking to a joint session of the U.S. Congress, and addressing the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Greek Prime Minister-elect Alexis Tsipras claimed victory in Sunday's national elections. Mr. Tsipras said he will work hard to make life better for the people of Greece by quickly forming a coalition government to implement austerity measures demanded by European creditors in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout aid. Last month, Mr. Tsipras resigned his post as prime minister as much of the country was upset about his capitulation regarding austerity measures he once campaigned against. With his resignation, Prime Minister Tsipras called for Sunday's elections. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped this year, including two Americans. All were freed on Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details of the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. Yemeni tribesmen frequently have kidnapped Western hostages to try to win concessions from the government. Nearly all were eventually freed unharmed. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital Sana'a last year, forcing the internationally recognized government to flee to Saudi Arabia. Novelist Jackie Collins, who dramatized the lives of the most elite people and the places in the world, has died at the age of 77 of breast cancer in Los Angeles. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.